And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another series review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Miss Marvel.
How does she convince everyone that she's good?
Good is not a thing you are, Kamala. It is a thing you do.
I know dressing up as Captain Marvel's weird. I spend too much time in Fantasyland.
Cool. So, as you might have known, I'm a little late to the game as far as the Miss Marvel series goes. And if you might have noticed on the feed, I already posted the Marvels review. But like I said in that, if you're coming from there or if you're watching this, I watched the Miss Marvel literally 2 days before watching the Marvel movie. The Marvels movie. Oh god, this is gonna be hard. But yeah, so I watched it 2 days before. It's only 6 episodes, and at a point when this first came out, when did it first actually come out? Double check here. Actually came back out in July. What was happening during that? I don't think I remember watching the trailer, and I had a general idea what the story was gonna be, because we're following Kamala Khan, this like Avengers fangirl who loves Captain Marvel, and you know, a young like teenage girl just kind of head in the clouds, and it seems like it was gonna be a coming of age story and the like. And I'm like, okay. And with 6 episodes in there, I'm like, okay, how are they gonna do this mini series? And the thing is, the 6-part show, like watching it like in like three episode intervals, the way that's how I watched it, 3 days one day, 3 days the next, like it wasn't that in like I wasn't forcing myself to watch it, I'll say that. I'm glad I did watch it, because it did help a little bit going into the Marvels. I think I mentioned that in the review. So definitely, if you haven't seen the Marvels yet, or if you're just gonna wait for it to be on stream, definitely, if you're listening to this, I recommend watching Miss Marvel going into it, because yeah, you get a lot better context for the next the film. But for this Miss Marvel, I felt it did a reasonable job going into learning who Kamala Khan is, kind of learning who she is and what she's trying to do, and I find it quite like very endearing. I think she oh my god, what's the name of the actress? I literally said it. I think it's Aman Valani. I think that's how you pronounce their name. She did a fantastic job here. I really enjoyed her. Actually, most of the cast was really enjoyable. The family was fun. I love the mom and the dad, the interactions. The brother character was there, but not so much. But you felt the sibling connection there. But definitely the mom and the dad were great. Some of the other characters are friends. You know, you got your tech genius, Bruno, who... you know, like for some reason there's geniuses everywhere in the Marvel universe. But yeah, and then there the few other friend characters were just like, they were there, they had some like subplot, but then they're just like, it's this is where it's it falls for me. The way the plot is laid out, it's like this happens, then this happens, then this happens, and then that happens, and I'm like, okay, sure, all right. Because a lot of the sets they use, it's really cool. I like all the sets they use, a lot of the places they did. Definitely, you can see the budget was really well spent as far as Kamala's abilities are. That's where most of the money for visual effects went, because there's a scene definitely where like, okay, good thing they spent the money on her powers instead, because the other ones were like, pretty bad. And if you watch it, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, really, it's kind of later in the series. But definitely, and some of the antagonists, the quote, the villains of this series are, they have some semblance of motivation, but it's like, there's really no reason for me to care about the villains in this thing. Like, not enough to like, oh, okay, that's why she's going to defeat them or stop them or something. Sure. And when, and all mixed in with the teenage angst and with her trying to figure out who she is and everything. And I think there is a little of it. It just never fully utilizes. There are moments where it's like, I think it's moments when it came between Kamala and her family, and that's really kind of what drives the show, is this thought of family, of self, and trying to figure yourself out. And it does a decent job with that. It just, from getting from point A to point B from there, it's just like, it's a roller coaster, and sometimes it's not a very good one. There is an episode in there that's just threw me off a little bit, and kind of like, okay, so that is a thing now? Sure, okay. And it's hard without me spoiling it, but in general, it's worth a single watch once you kind of get past kind of these coming of age kind of stories, these high school kind of dramas a little bit, because there is some in there in the beginning, and it took me a bit to kind of just get past that. And then it just becomes another superhero like flick or show, and it's fine, you know, it's has some teenage drama throughout there, but you know, it's enough where it's like, it makes sense there. And yeah, it's, for the most part, I felt that Amin did a really good job, and I really enjoyed her performance here. It made me really want to like see how she would perform in the film. And then the subcast of her family, of Bruno, I really enjoyed that. But yeah, some of the villains we got here were like, they were just there. They're just there. And I'm like, I did not care. And it just never really like got me intrigued. Like, I'll probably never rewatch. Yeah, I'll definitely probably never rewatch Ms. Marvel again. It's just not worth it. I'm one and done for me on this one. That's kind of the disappointment thing. But yeah, it's worth a single watch. So if you're planning on watching the Marvels, please do watch Ms. Marvel, because you'll get a little bit more. Because you'll go check out my review for the Marvels after this. Because yeah, that's another thing I put my foot in. So yeah, let me know your thoughts on Ms. Marvel. Have you watched it, or did you wait like me towards the end to watch it, or are you just gonna skip it altogether? So yeah, let me know down in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify. If you're following me on any other podcast platforms, follow me on Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram, or Threads. So yeah, thanks again for watching or listening. Until next time, see ya.